Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Chuck Galeazzi with Helping Hands, as Helping Hands is in need of donations this holiday season.
In need, especially when it comes to families and people here in Marion County in general, Knoxville in general. I guess, Chuck, when it comes to the holiday season and Christmas and everything going on, what exactly are you needing here with the Helping Hands, especially during this time of year?
We are trying to make a Merry Christmas for a lot of families in need here in Knoxville and the surrounding towns. And we're just a little bit short. I know we were short at Thanksgiving, and the community came forward, and we had a beautiful Thanksgiving with a few birds left over. It's getting so short now that it looks like we're some of the things that I had anticipated are not going to pan out. And last night I ordered probably 16,000 pounds from the Food Bank of Iowa to kind of bolster up, you know, our supplies here for next Friday, which is going to be our giveaway. We have about 100 families that we're going to be responsible for, some of the churches that came through and taken some families. But I guess my hope now is if I can generate enough cash that we can get some gift cards at the grocery store for them to buy non-alcoholic or cigarettes. There's a special card you can get. That's what I'm looking for now is money, I guess. And of course, we can always use it all year round. But right now, to make it smoother, if anybody, you know, has $5, $10, $15, whatever, it doesn't make any difference. We'd put them together and buy some grocery cards for them. And it looks like that's maybe what'll work out. I know the Holy Spirit will stir up somebody in this community to come forward with some cash and make this happen. And we can always use it into the new year to buy more food at the Food Bank of Iowa, because I hope the community understands that we buy that for 14 cents a pound. $100 will buy 715 pounds of food. So that's the need right now. If the community can come together and help us out, we'd certainly appreciate that.
Now, it's not just, you know, when it comes to these donations and the cash, especially cash donations, it's not just about this time of year either. This is something that you could actually use now and also continue to use throughout the year. But I guess my question for you is, when it comes to this, how do people donate? Where do they go? And can they write checks to you? Is it card? Can they pay cash? How can they get the money to you?
Well, if they write a check and make it out to Helping Hands, and they can drop it off here at store on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, call me up, Chuck Galeazzi at 842-4524. I'll come pick it up at your house. If you'd like to buy a gift card at one of the grocery stores, that'd be also too, because that's what we're going to turn them into. I guess if we get a large gift card, the store will let us break it down. So donate, bring it to the store, which is, I know you get an encouragement and feel good about giving, and there will be somebody here today and on Friday and next Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know, to take that donation. And yes, if somebody, you know, it takes us about $35,000 a year to run this operation, and there's no paid help, and everything we do is free. We give everything away freely.
Why is it so important right now to give during this time of year?
Because those that don't have much, they feel so comforting that somebody loves them, that there is an organization in town that will pass out things to them. You know, the girls and the people here at the store will hug them and tell them that things are going to get better. Just like this Saturday, there's going to be a toy giveaway at 1 o'clock. And, you know, the girls have saved that all year long just to bring a little bit of happiness into some families that don't have much happiness.
And when it comes to that giveaway in general, coming to Helping Hands, what time can people come here? What are the hours, and what do they need to do to just come here?
Okay, we're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 3. And, you know, just come in the alley is the best way, because that's, if you have anything you'd like to donate, clothes, it doesn't make any difference. You know, it always has to be cash. If you can look around your house and find a warm coat, we'd love to have that also. So just pull in the alley and somebody will come and accept your gift.
Is there anything else you want to say to the listeners here in Marion County?
Well, I'd just like to say this. God, the source of all hope, we hope that he uses your hands and feet to go about doing good, and your eyes and ears for compassion. Merry Christmas.
Thanks to Chuck Galeazzi with Helping Hands in Knoxville for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.